Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, and thanks for tuning in to Mindful Living in the Adirondack Alps. We're coming to you from the beautiful Adirondacks, Lake Clear Lodge. We're about 30 minutes from Lake Placid. If you don't know where all that is, if you've been to the Adirondacks, you know how beautiful it can be up here any time of year. I'm your host, Kathy Hohmeyer. I'm here with my husband, Ernest Hohmeyer. We both own the Lake Clear Lodge, and we're here to, one thing, to say happy holidays, and two, Ernest, to tell people a little bit about why our Christmas is even more special this year.
Well, I can't believe it. It was literally 50 years ago, almost today, but it was actually specifically 4 days before Christmas when a European immigrant family moved up to the Adirondacks and specifically to the Lake Clear Lodge, which is my family. And we understood that when we were going to be moving in on this lovely 4 days before Christmas, that the lodge would be ready to go, and we would be able to open it up in fairly short order. And we came up and realized that there was a lot more work to do than what we had originally anticipated. There was no heat, for example, in the lodge. There was no hot water. The last time the lodge was open was literally about 10 years prior to our arriving back in 1965. And so that first year was like living like pioneers. We had the water that we used, and my mother would go out into the snowbanks with this big pot belly pot that she had, and would go in into the pot belly stove, and that's how we had hot water. And the only heat we had was from that same stove. So all five of us, my two sisters and myself, my parents, literally huddled in the lobby area of the main lodge for at least a couple of weeks when we got here. And it was a little bit of a harrowing experience, but it was also a challenge. It also brought our family together for a cause that we said, look, if we're going to make this work, we've got to work for it and really try to make it happen. And we did. And to celebrate that kind of fun but challenging year that we had that winter, we are doing a pioneering heritage theme this winter for the Christmas week and for New Year's. And everything from a great camp dinner to a pioneer cooking demo to lantern-lit sleigh rides, and bringing back really that spirit of what we went through 50 years ago.
And just to give you a little history to back up both forwards and backwards, if you want to know where the lodge is and what we're all about now, it's you can see our website at www.lodgeonlakeclear.com. But another twist of all the story is that my family built the lodge originally in 1886. So it was built by my family, Great Aunt Anna and Uncle Millard. And when it was truly a pioneer day, then, like Ernest said, it was closed down for a while. It was bought by the Jarvis family, closed down for a while, and then the Hohmeyers bought it in 1965. And then, long tale that we'll tell sometime, Ernest and I are here operating the place together and found out this history really after we were married. And oddly enough, we still celebrate Christmas in the lobby. Of all the space we have at the main lodge here, we celebrate our Christmas in the lobby. So we've got some great activities for you for Christmas time, like Ernest was saying, and the holiday season and beyond. We are celebrating our 50th anniversary and 130th, depending on how you want to look at it, throughout 2016, and we'll bring you some more on that. So I wish you happy holidays, and we will see you then.
And we hope to get a chance to see you as well, too. There are definitely some unique activities that we're doing here, bringing back the heritage of the place, which actually led to our National Geographic Traveler Award for keeping a sense of place. And we've tried to do it in a real authentic style, just like they did 100 years ago when they were living literally off the farm here. And that led to our Five Green Leaf award from Audubon International. There's only seven of us that have all five green leaves in North America, and that includes Canada. So we really try to keep it, you know, in that Adirondack spirit in terms of what we provide. And so the Great Camp experience is all about exploring. You don't just go to a table and then wait for somebody to take that table. We only limit our diners to about 50 folks per evening, with the whole idea about doing it in a Great Camp style, which means that you get to meander around. There's a fireside Rosskeller downstairs that has a handcrafted beer cellar that we built from a couple of pine trees that were hit by lightning. It has the largest selection of craft import beers in the Adirondacks. That leads to our Adirondack beer tastings that we do in History of Beer that Ashley USA Today did a feature on us. So So it's a pretty cool thing. Kathy does these 30-minute pioneering workshops that she does, these fun cooking demos. That's fun for the entire family, kids included. And then we do these lantern-lit trail sleigh rides. It's the only lantern-lit trail sleigh rides in the Adirondacks, done by Paul Smith College. We're pleased to work with them. It's done by the Paul Smith College Draft Horse Club. And so you get a chance to work with the students as well, too. So some fun activities. We hope you get a chance to come up here. As Kathy mentioned, during 2016, we have a whole bunch of cool events that we're doing, and part of what we're hoping to do here is be more of an educational and heritage center where we explain how some of the Adirondack life came together, and then also as part of it to do some fun education and training and programs for the whole family. So we hope to see you soon, and happy holidays.
And if you do come out for dinner or the lodgings, please give us a call. You can talk to either Ernest and I. We'll probably answer the phone. It's 518-891-1489 and the website www.lodgeonlakeclear.com. Happy holidays.